From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Concern increases over the safety of civilians still in Mosul. As a collection of forces moves toward the Iraqi city of Mosul, witnesses are reporting Islamic State fighters taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields as they seek to defend the last major urban area they control in the country. So far, the Iraqi-led operation has involved retaking villages on a march toward Mosul from the south, east, and north. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians have fled their homes in and around Mosul, raising concern about their well-being and the availability of humanitarian resources. Lise Grand, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Iraq, says civilians are at extreme risk as ISIL has booby-trapped many areas of the city.
We also fear that ISIL, as they did in Fallujah, may try and hold civilian populations either as human shields or forcibly expel huge number of civilians in the face of an attack by the Iraqi security forces, knowing that the Iraqi security forces will not fire on their own people.
Also Thursday, the World Health Organization said it and Iraqi health authorities are accelerating their response to the flow of people out of Mosul, including moving 46 mobile health clinics to areas of priority across Iraq. Turkey's president is telling his American counterpart that Turkey is ready to kick the Islamic State group out of their regional capital of Raqqa in Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Thursday Turkey-backed opposition fighters inside Syria will eventually reach Raqqa after securing the towns of Al-Bab and Manji. This is VOA News.